Flames Insider, Peter Loubardias, brought to you by the Gemini Group Home Renovations. Your home renovations should be a reflection of who you are. Give your home the Gemini difference. The Gemini Group, now offering Air Miles Reward Miles. Visit GeminiGroup.ca.
Lou, it's like they say, it's one day only. This is, you know, we got Blue Jays coming up at 1
what
o'clock.
What are we selling today?
Yeah, well, here we are. This is it. This is Lou at noon. And lots to talk about as the rookie camp gets underway with fitness testing. And you wanted to, you know, start the show off with, I think, a subject that is going to get things buzzing. We know who the number one goaltender is for the Calgary Flames. That goes without saying. But it might get a little murky as to who is going to play those maybe 20, 25 games as a backup. Where do you come out on who is going to back up Mr. Markstrom this coming season?
Well, nothing is etched in stone, Kelly. However, when you think about the fact that the Flames signed Daniel Vladar, the 24-year-old from the Czech Republic and former Boston Bruin, to a 2-year deal this offseason, I would have to suggest that at this point in time, he is the front runner. The Flames, regardless of how it goes, whether it's Vladar or maybe the other top candidate is Adam Werner, who is from Sweden and has been part of the Colorado Avalanche organization the last number of years. Here's what we know. Those two guys are both 6'5". Mr. Markstrom is 6'6". So the Flames are going to have, I would think, unless Tyler Parsons has a huge fall, I would think that Vladar is the guy who ends up potentially being in the number two spot. Now, good size, good athleticism. He was a third-round pick of the Bruins back in 2017. He had an outstanding campaign with Providence last year, albeit limited in games with only 10, and played 5 games with the Bruins. And Kelly, his numbers are actually a little deceiving. 346, less than a .900 save percentage, which you'd go, that's not very good. But he had 4 really good games. The problem was he was lit up for 8 one night by the Washington Capitals. So 4 good outings, one he'd rather forget. And it certainly, I mean, goaltending is always a subject on this radio station, but we're having a different conversation now. It's not about who's going to end up with the bulk of the work. I don't think there's any question about that, but Vladar would have to be the guy right now, potentially in the driver's seat to be number two.
Lots to unpack there. You talk about his stats. What do the eye tests tell you, or what have you heard about what people say about him? Because stats are one thing. There's all kinds of different circumstances. What does, you know, obviously the Flames have looked at him a lot and feel confident in him. Now the Flames fans, I don't think, are as confident right now because we don't know him. He's the devil we don't know, right? So,
no, you know, again, you know, it's hard to miss out on the size. He's 6'5", 200 pounds. He's a really competitive guy, pretty athletic. And really, Kelly, when you think about it, for a lot of goalies, this is the window I find for many, whether they break out or whether, you know, it just isn't necessarily in the cards to be in the National Hockey League. That 24, 25 years of age range really seems, in a lot of cases, to be a separator. It usually means that, you know, your body is matured. You've had some time in pro hockey, mostly, you know, at either the American League level or the East Coast League, or you've spent time in Europe. So size is just, it's something everybody likes about him, and his competitiveness in regards to anything that I've heard, read, viewed, or talked to people about.
When I look at the backup goalie situation, I kind of look at it maybe a little differently. I think there's going to be 25 games that somebody besides Jacob Markstrom is going to have to play, no matter what, right? If he's healthy for the entire season, more if he's not, obviously. Therefore, in my math, you need 30 points out of those 25 games from your backup goalie. Does that sound right to about you? and then probably a little bit north of 65 from your starter, that should get you in the playoffs. If it's anything less than that, I don't think it does.
Yeah, well, here's always the comment I've been making for a few years, and I like your math. I wouldn't argue with your math. We'll see, you know, how the season unfolds in terms of how many points it might take to make the playoffs. But you're right; those are good numbers. Kelly, there's just one thing that's become very, very apparent in the National Hockey League, is you need two guys who not only can play, but they have to win. So I'm completely on board, whether, you know, those numbers are completely in the ballpark, but you can't have someone who plays those 25 or 30 games and can't register wins. You know, you go back 5 or 6 years, there was one season, and I've mentioned it over the years, in Dallas, they didn't get a win from a backup goalie until March, and it cost them a playoff spot. So you're right. You know, it's not just a position to, you know, give your number one guy a rest.
Yeah, well, they're 14 back-to-backs or something like that, guys. I mean,
14 back-to-backs. Yeah. You have to, that gentleman has to be productive.
It's simple as that. Logan, where do you come out on what we see for Jacob Markstrom's backup, his battery mate, as it were?
Well, I think it's Vladar's job to lose. I think when you go out and specifically acquire a guy from a team for a draft pick, that's a guy that you've probably, as an organization in consultation with your goaltending department, which is something that this team is new to, Lou. They've had a goaltending coach forever, but they've created this goaltending department now, and I think that these sort of decisions probably fall a lot in their hands when it comes to evaluation of guys that you're looking to bring into the organization. So I don't think you make that move without the expectation that Vladar is your guy going forward. This is an interesting year because I think a young guy is going to be, whether it's Vladar or Warner, I think is going to be asked to come in and win games for this team because the schedule is a little bit more condensed thanks to the Olympics. And don't forget about that Olympic part there as well. Lou, unless I'm mistaken, I would expect Jacob Markstrom to be playing for Team Sweden. High leverage, important games. He's not getting a breakthrough there, right? Some of these guys will get some time off. Jacob's not one of them.
And if you go back in history, guys, there are some Olympic hangover is the wrong word, but where guys have played their hearts out at the Olympics and didn't have enough in the tank 100% for the playoffs.
And you got to come back. You got to deal with a major time change in all of this, right? You're playing high-leverage, high-intensity moments.
Tons of games in March and April back-to-back.
I think that in and of itself, Lou, is even more impotence on your backup to be important this year for the Flames.
Logan, we chatted yesterday on the hit. You guys weren't a part of it. Will and Patty were. And, you know, one of our topics at the end was Jacob Markstrom. But, Logan, you bring up a fabulous point. There is no doubt in my mind at this point, well, see how it goes, but I certainly can't imagine that Jacob Markstrom isn't going to play for Sweden at the Olympics. And, you know, there is also no doubt about something else. You talk about, you know, high leverage, high level, all in competition. Those small windows can almost be a mini season unto themselves. And I don't care what anybody says, if you participate in the Olympic Games, it's going to take a while to be at the same level mentally when you get back. It just is. It's a different competition. It's at a different
type
of level.
Few time zones.
Time zones. You know, if anybody's built to handle it, it's very likely him, just because of how he looks after himself and his work. But no, there is not likely to be a break there for him to reload. And we know he's going to get the yeoman share of the work, you know, prior to February. So it's a very, very solid point and probably puts even more onus, depending where you are as a team. You know, that'll be the other interesting thing, guys, is where is this group going into the Olympic break?
Yeah, there's a lots to play out because there are a lot of the schedule will be done by then, but will be when February comes around. We're chatting with Peter Labardi's here on Hockey Central at noon, don't you know? We've got Blue Jays baseball coming up at 1 o'clock. That's why we've changed the show around a little bit. The guys will be on after the game today. All right, Lou, how probable or not at all or likely or not likely is it that we see Dustin Wolf or Tyler Parsons in a regular season game for the Calgary Flames this season?
This season?
Yeah.
I don't really see it happening this season. And I would probably say there's a better opportunity potentially, Kelly, for Parsons than Wolf, but you never know. You know, we have not seen Parsons at the level yet, I think it's fair to say, that everybody was hoping for when he was drafted by the team in the second round in 2016. So that hasn't happened as of yet. You know, we've talked a little bit on this hit already this season about Dustin. There's a lot of things to like. I don't necessarily see a scenario where that happens. Now, you know, you're going to play 8 preseason games. You know, Jacob is probably going to get work, and I would predict 4 or 5 of those. You know, whatever he needs is whatever he gets. We've talked about 2 other gentlemen who are probably going to get some work in those games as well. So, I'm not sure if I see that happen.
Okay. Do you see a situation? Who is out there on the UFA front? Because, I mean, you know, this is putting a lot on a guy that, you know, as a backup that, you know, we haven't seen that much. Doesn't mean that he can't do the job. Do you think there's a situation, you know, if Jacob Markstrom does get injured, and he has been injured in the past, it's not like we're putting a jinx on it or anything. That's just kind of the way athletes are. Is there somebody out there you think the Flames could maybe go sign to be a bit of a stopgap if they're not 100% satisfied with their backup situation as it is now?
Well, that's not an easy question to answer, Kelly, because right now when you go around the league, you know, there's unresolved situations. Like, you take a look in Boston, you know, obviously they went out and made the play for Linus Ullmark, but they don't have the Rask situation figured out. Now, Rask isn't there. It's probably Ullmark and Jeremy Swayman who came on late last year. But I will say this, there isn't anyone, you know, on my particular wish list, but there is no doubt in the preseason that your pro scouts will be spending lots of time watching other preseason games involving other teams. It's essential. And, you know, here's what we don't know yet. Logan talked about the fact that, you know, your goaltending department has obviously gone out and gone in search of Vladar. They've made a 2-year commitment. The first year is a 2-way deal. The second year is a 1-way deal. My guess is they think he's as good an option for that spot as maybe anybody else. But they'll be looking. They'll be looking.
All right. We're chatting with Peter Labardius, and I wanted to get into this. The other point you talked about or you wanted to make on this hit was, I guess I'll frame it this way. We talk about, you know, potential lineups, and as you always say, slotting. And when you look at that and you look at the season ahead, you start to project. And players at different points of their career, some are going to get better, some are going to maintain, some are going to get way better and take a leap. And unfortunately, others will, you know, injuries or time or age will work against them. There's a couple guys on this team, especially when it comes to the forward ranks, Lou, that absolutely, if the Flames are going to be successful and wipe out the memory of last year, get back in the playoffs, and get things going in the Pacific Division, are going to have to be better. And one that comes to mind is a guy that has all kinds of upside, and that's Andrew Mangiapane. He has to be that next level, right?
Well, all he's done, Kelly, the last few years is hit level after level.
Exactly.
32 points last year, 18 goals. That was a career high in 56 games. You know, his work is terrific. Now, I guess if we're talking next level, can he become, you know, a 20-30 guy, a 25-25 guy, a 50-point player? And I think the answer is yes. I really do. And again, we'll see what happens. You cannot tell me that the world championship most valuable player, who led Canada in many ways to the gold medal with 7 goals and 4 assists and 11 points. And not just that, Canada was going nowhere before he showed up. He changed the whole dynamic of the whole group. So, and, you know, when I was back in Calgary a couple weeks ago at the World Women's and had a couple of, you know, Hockey Canada conversations, they noticed. They were incredibly impressed. And I would say this about Andrew. I don't think it's going to be the last opportunity, if he so chooses, to play for his country. So, you know, he's never going to win your team's scoring race. And the one player last year, Kelly, in many ways, and now the Flames are going to see a lot of him, that Andrew has kind of reminded me of is Zach Hyman. You know, the work, what he gets done, you can use him in every situation. You know, he has really, really grown. And I do. I think there's another level for him. The only thing that, and I wouldn't say dispute on the Andrew front, but, you know, Kelly, when we talk about players, this guy will want to be better, but I think you'd completely agree. There's lots of other guys on the list that, you know, underachieved last year. I wouldn't at all put him in that category in any way, shape, or form.
No, I think he was a nice, pleasant surprise, and I think there's lots of upside. I think, you know, especially when it comes to special teams and the power play, I think he's just sort of scratching the surface. I think he is a perfect player for Calgary. I think the Calgary people and the fans love how he plays and that you know, just buzzsaw attitude. And I think that's one of those guys that, you know, it's an opportunity, right? That's the cool part. Like, it's a great opportunity for him. And it's the old Bobby Knight phrase. You know, everybody, you know, wants to win. Everybody wants to be a winner. But those who really do it are the ones who prepare themselves to win. So this will be interesting to see with a full year with Andrew under Daryl Sutter and a guy that's, you know, taken players like him and elevated them and helped them be their best. This is going to be fascinating, guys.
Well, it's impossible not to like this player because all he does is earn trust. And he's so reliable. And again, his greatest attribute, I think, is that you know what you're going to get every night. I mean, there are not a lot of bad nights. There's better nights than others for this player. But, you know, when you go to the rink to watch this team on an everyday basis, not very many nights that number 88 lets you down.
Well, and I'm curious really about Andrew is in this next step is, he's been so good at 5-on-5, Lou, and I think this year specifically, I'd be surprised if he doesn't see an increased role in power play time, first unit or second unit. I could easily see him being given some time on the first unit if Daryl and Kirk Muller want to switch things up offensively. I'm excited to see what Kirk is able to do with him, and I think when we talk about slotting and we go through our lines, I don't see a world where Andrew's not playing with more skilled players and up in the lineup this year. And he's been able to do these great things and take these good steps no matter where you've put him. So I only see an upside under 82 games under this kind of coaching staff for a guy that's, you know, been predominantly in the bottom half of your lineup for the last couple of years. And I think he's ready to take that next step and that more opportunity. I think this is a guy that takes it and runs with it.
Well, the boss talked about, power play potential, and we saw him move into that bumper position on the second unit last year. And I don't think that's going away. And, you know, if you're big on numbers and production and you have to be concerned about that, Logan, like, I think we're all on the same page. We don't see any less opportunity for this individual. We just see more. And the reason is he's earned it.
Yeah, he has. And I think that world championship thing, we've seen that where players have gone there. I think of Matthew Lombardi a million years ago when he got to play with Nash and some of the big guys. It really, really helped him. Maybe not when it came to points the next year, but it just that confidence level, and you can know you can do it. I think it's really, really important.
And don't forget this, guys. I think this is important to mention too. Contract year.
Yeah, that there is that part of it too.
I think it's a factor for a lot of guys.
A while back, he bet on himself, and it's paid off. And I bet you he does it again. So we'll look forward to it. Lou, we're out of time. We got some Jays coming up at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's got ourselves a bit of a race here in the north of the border.
I've noticed that, and the bats finally, and you knew it was going to happen, but the bats finally cooled off.
Yeah, that's baseball, right? So we'll see what happens with Robbie Ray going at just after 1 o'clock. So back to the normal time tomorrow at just after 1 o'clock. We'll do that. Enjoy your day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, Lou.
And I'll join you from the rink tomorrow because that is the exact time that the first rookie workout begins.
Gonna be awesome.
Bye, guys.
Flames Insider, Peter Loubardias, brought to you by the Gemini Group Home Renovations. Your home renovations should be a reflection of who you are. Give your home the Gemini difference. The Gemini Group, now offering Air Miles Reward Miles. Visit GeminiGroup.ca.